Lewis Rodman Whitaker is a Detroit Tigers lifer. Whitaker spent his entire career with the Detroit Tigers, where he had a lifetime batting average of .276 with 244 home runs and 1,084 RBIs. He accumulated 2,369 hits, and alongside Alan Trammell, was the longest running double play combination in MLB history. Despite being a World Series champion in 1984, AL Rookie of the Year in 1978, and a five-time All-Star, Whitaker isn't in the MLB Hall of Fame. Why was that?
Welcome to Kenny the Sports Guy Podcast.
Lewis Rodman Whitaker was born on May 12, 1957 in Brooklyn, New York, but later moved to Martinville, Virginia. His mother, Marion Arlene Williams, and grandmother raised him in Virginia. Despite the lack of a father figure in his life, Whitaker flourished. When asked about his father, Whitaker stated in an interview, "He's never done anything for me. I don't hate him. I haven't got the time to hate anybody. I just don't care to meet him. There's nothing emotionally happening between us." Road to baseball. Whitaker attended Martinsville High School, where his love for baseball was discovered. During his high school days, he was a middle infielder and a pitcher. He went on to graduate from high school in 1975 and went on to play college baseball at Ferrum College. The big time. After years in high school and college, it was time for Whitaker to move on to the big leagues. The Detroit Tigers came calling and selected Whitaker in the fifth round with the 99th overall selection of the 1975 MLB Draft. He signed with the Tigers rather than attend college. He made his professional debut in 1975 for the Bristol Tigers of the rookie level Appalachian League. After his stint with the Appalachian League, he was called up to the Lakeland Tigers of the Class A Florida State League in 1976, and well, he ran away with the opportunity. In the 1976 campaign, Whitaker hit .297 with 48 stolen bases and 62 runs batted in, en route to his first and only Florida State League Most Valuable Player award. He was so good in the 1976 season that he stole 5 bases. With his play, he received praise from then Lakeland manager and future MLB Hall of Famer Jim Leland, stating, "For a youngster, he got a lot of poise and self-assurance. He's confident of his ability to play, and nothing seems to bother him." Moving to another position. After the 1976 season, the Tigers decided to have Whitaker switch to another position. He had been playing third base, and the Tigers decided to move Whitaker from third base to second base, a position that he will hold for the remainder of his career. The pairing with Alan Trammell. While Whitaker was being acclimated to this position in the Winter League, Whitaker was introduced to future Hall of Famer Alan Trammell. In 1977, they both played for the Montgomery Rebels of the AA Southern League. Whitaker and Trammell were both named to the Southern League All-Star team. Whitaker compiled a .280 batting average with 38 stolen bases, 50 base on balls, and a .374 on-base percentage. The MLB call-up. In September of 1977, the Tigers called up Whitaker and Trammell. Both made their Major League debuts on September 9th against the Boston Red Sox. Whitaker went 3-for-5 with a stolen base, hit a double off the Green Monster at Fenway Park, and registered his first run batted in against the Baltimore Orioles. He appeared in 11 games at the end of the 1977 season, compiling a .250 batting average and a .333 on-base percentage. This will be the first of many years that Trammell and Whitaker would share second base and shortstop. In 1978, Whitaker was named Rookie of the Year. Late 70s and 1980s. In 1979, Whitaker had another strong season, hitting .286 with 20 stolen bases. In 1980, Whitaker had his worst season to date as he batted .233, 30 points down from last season. He returned to form in 1983 in perhaps having the best season of his career. He made the All-Star team for the first time in his career. He He batted .320 with 206 hits, 40 doubles, 12 home runs, and 72 RBIs. In 1984, Whitaker had another solid season with a .289 batting average and 13 home runs. He made another All-Star team and won the Silver Slugger Award. However, his biggest win of his career was leading the Tigers to their first World Series title in 16 years. 1985 was more of the same, but his home run production went up. He hit one of his career highs, 21 home runs, and was selected to a third straight All-Star game. There was a funny story about this particular All-Star game. Whitaker apparently forgot to pack his Tigers uniform, so he bought a replica of his own jersey and hat outside of the stadium. The back of his replica jersey was blank, so he wrote out his number in magic marker. The jersey is on display at the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C. 1986-1993. Whitaker continued his high hitting, posting the following numbers from 1986-1993. 1986 season, .269 batting average with 20 home runs and 73 RBIs. 1987 season, .265 batting average with 16 home runs and 65 RBIs. 1988 season, .275 batting average with 12 home runs and 75 RBIs. 1989 season, .251 batting average with 28 home runs and 85 RBIs. 1990 season, .237 batting average with 18 home runs and 60 RBIs. 1991 season, .279 batting average with 23 home runs and 78 RBIs. 1992 season, .278 batting average with 19 home runs and 78 RBIs. 1993 season, .290 with 9 home runs and 67 RBIs. He retired in 1995, finishing off his 19-year career with a lifetime batting average of .276 with 2,369 hits, 244 home runs, and 1,084 RBIs. Why Lou Whitaker is in the Hall of Fame? Lou Whitaker's exclusion from the MLB Hall of Fame is a complex and often debated issue. Here's a breakdown of the main factors contributing his underappreciated status. Factors against Whitaker. Lack of traditional numbers. While Whitaker excelled in many areas, his career total for power hitting stats like home runs 244 and RBIs 1,084 are less eye-catching compared to some Hall of Fame counterparts. Overshadowed by Trammell. Alan Trammell, Whitaker's double play partner, was inducted in 2018. This can create a perception that Trammell was more of an essential member of the duo, downplaying Whitaker's impact. Short ballot stay. Whitaker received only 2.9% of votes in his first year of Hall of Fame eligibility, 2001. Failing below the 5% threshold to remain on the ballot. This hampered his chances for reconsideration. Arguments for Whitaker. Advanced metrics love him. Whitaker's career WAR, wins above replacement, of 75.1 places him among the all-time greats at second base. Many argue that these advanced statistics are a better indicator of a player's overall value. Longevity and consistency. Whitaker was a model of consistency for 19 seasons, demonstrating durability and sustained excellence. Defensive brilliance. He won 3 Gold Glove Awards and is considered one of the best defensive second basemen in history. Comparisons to inductees. Whitaker's career WAR is higher than several Hall of Fame second basemen, including Bill Mazeroski. Why the debate continues. Era of undervaluing defense. When Whitaker played, defensive contributions were often less emphasized than offensive output. Changing Hall of Fame standards. There is a growing trend of modern voters valuing advanced analytics more heavily, which could help future reconsiderations of Whitaker. Subjectivity of voting. The Hall of Fame voting process involves human judgment and can be influenced by personal biases or the narrative surrounding a player. The bottom line, Lou Whitaker's exclusion from the MLB Hall of Fame is a prime example of how judging baseball careers can be very complex. He possesses both strong arguments for and against inclusion. The continued debate surrounding his case underscores the evolving nature of how Hall of Fame worthiness is assessed. Well, that's the end of this episode. You can find this episode on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, etc. In addition to my website, kenthesportsguy.com, Ken with two N's. Find me on Twitter at Kenny_sports, and Instagram at KennySportsGuy1, and TikTok at KennySportsPodcast. Until the next episode, be well.
Kenny, the Sports Guy Podcast.